Hello, this is Tech Off Commander with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Equifax is nearing a $700 million settlement with regulators and states regarding its 2017 data breach affecting 143 million people, according to sources for the Wall Street Journal. The final figure could change based on complaints filed by consumers. The payment will go to the FTC, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and state attorneys general. Hackers exploit vulnerabilities in Ellucian's enterprise resource planning and identity management products to breach 62 college and university web pages, creating fake accounts and conduct criminal activities. Ellucian fixed the vulnerabilities in May, but the Department of Education said criminals continue to scan for institutions that haven't updated. French UAV company Parrot exits the consumer drone market. It will no longer develop or produce any UAV models beyond the NFE, which mostly serves commercial clients. In May, the US Department of Defense selected Parrot and five other drone companies to develop spycraft for the US military. The UK launched a program to retrain people whose jobs will be replaced by automation. The Education Secretary Damien Hinds acknowledged that advances in AI and other technologies will make certain jobs obsolete, which is where the National Retraining Scheme comes into play. The service uses a digital platform to teach adults new skills and opportunities, as well as matching them with careers advisors, he said. An analysis by Oxford Economics predicts that robots could replace up to 20 million manufacturing jobs by 2030. BMW partners with Tencent to establish a computer center for driverless technology in China. The terms of the partnership are still undisclosed, and the facility will make use of Tencent's cloud infrastructure and processing tools to ingest and manage large volumes of self-driving data. This was a shot of Tech Coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.